AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Authorities in Utah released photos and video as they search for the person suspected of killing Charlie Kirk. At a news conference, Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bo Mason says the suspect appears to be of college age.
We have tracked his movements onto the campus, through the stairwells, up to the roof, across the roof to a shooting location. After the shooting, we were able to track his movements as he moved to the other side of the building, jumped off of the building, and fled off of the campus and into a neighborhood.
Kirk was a conservative commentator and was killed on Wednesday while speaking on a college campus. And more than 300 workers who were detained in the U.S. have returned home to South Korea. They were rounded up in an immigration raid at a Hyundai facility in Georgia. And a federal appeals court is letting the Trump administration block Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood. Legal challenges are continuing. In other news, Brazil's former president has been convicted and sentenced for trying to overturn his election loss.
Brazilian Supreme Court Justice Carmen Lucia reading the verdict as a panel of justices convicted former President Jair Bolsonaro of attempting a coup after he lost his re-election bid in 2022. They sentenced him to more than 27 years in prison, setting off street celebrations by Bolsonaro opponents. But count President Trump among those very unhappy.
Well, I watched that trial. I know him pretty well. Foreign leader. I thought he was a good president of Brazil. And it's very surprising that that could happen. That's very much like they tried to do with me, but they didn't get away with it at all.
Bolsonaro is currently under house arrest in Brasilia. He can appeal. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. Qatar's prime minister is accusing his Israeli counterpart of killing any hope of a Gaza hostage release after a strike on Doha.
At the UN Security Council Thursday night, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani told members a strike on Qatar's capital this week revealed Israel's true intentions.
To undermine any prospect of peace, it is trying to perpetuate the suffering of the Palestinian.
The strike targeted Hamas leaders, but the Qatari prime minister noted
the negotiation team of Hamas have been getting together to discuss the U.S. proposal.
It called for Hamas to release all remaining hostages, but Al Thani maintains
extremists that rule Israel today do not care about the hostages.
Israel's UN ambassador Danny Danone argued the Hamas team were not legitimate diplomats.
For too long, Qatar has harbored terrorists.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.